You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK.
Juve versus Barcelona. This is the irresistible force versus the immovable object. Juve being the immovable object defensively, absolutely brilliant. Two goals conceded in the Champions League against Barca, the irresistible force. 26 goals they've scored in the Champions League this season so far. And of course, we know they've got the footballing Holy Trinity up front. I mean, they come into this, Alex, off the back of this 2-0 defeat to Malaga and their title chances all but gone in Spain, with Real Madrid leading the league by 3 points, and I think they've got a game in hand as well. There was no Rakitic in that team. Iniesta was on the bench. Messi, Neymar and Suarez all kind of misfired. Neymar got himself sent off. If those three turn up, and there's no reason they wouldn't turn up, and Rakitic is back in and Iniesta's back in, and they're a stronger outfit all round, now also thinking, well, the Champions League's really our best chance of silverware, given that Real Madrid have got the upper hand in La Liga, then they will be formidable. They've got to get past this Juve team, who, as well as only conceding a couple in the Champions League, have got a great domestic record, haven't they? They won 16 on the spin this season and conceding just 8. I like to look at these games kind of tactically across the whole piece, mm-hmm. so not just the first leg. For Barca to have any chance, do they have to get an away goal here? Because Juve will be happy to shut up shop away from home.
They will, and Juve have arguably got the best defence in Europe.
Yep.
It makes it interesting because can you see Juve going to the Nou Camp and scoring? Maybe, but only once.
Yeah.
At most.
Yeah.
Which means that Juve have to, while being very solid at the back, they have to not go for it here at all. But they've got to be... They can't just defend,
yeah.
basically, is what I'm trying to say.
And they'll know they can't. They from their point of view, they can't concede against Barca. Because Barca have scored 40 goals in the last 10 home games. Mm. You know, it's in the Champions League, that is, alone. I mean, they seldom drop points or seldom even draw games at home.
Let's not forget.
The last time they scored fewer than 2 goals was like 11, 12 home games ago.
Exactly. And let's not forget how they got here.
Yeah.
That 6-0 win against PSG.
Unbelievable.
They proved that anything is possible.
Yes.
But...
let me give the match price. I didn't do that, Alex. 6-4 Juve, 21-10 the draw, and Barcelona 19-10.
Now, Juve's home record is stunning in all competitions. We mentioned it with Dortmund. Juve, their last home defeat in a competitive game was the 23rd of August 2015. Getting on for 2 years now since they lost at home in a competitive game. And what happened around then, Lee Phelps?
Did Tim Peake go to the space station?
No, astronaut Tim Peake was getting ready to go to
space
station. He was thinking about it. He was, you know, doing all the anti-gravity tests and all that. By the way, listeners, there's not a Tim Peake reference in every single game.
What? I hope there is.
Maybe try to, but
I've got one later on.
So, Juve, I can't oppose Juve here in terms of, well, I can't tip Barca to win this game. Barca to qualify is 2s on, by the way, if you are looking for a longer-term bet. And that may be prudent. You could maybe have a fourfold of teams to qualify through these quarterfinals. And I've just seen what you're searching for. Listeners, you're getting more Tim Peake eggs later, whether you like it or not. Look, Juve have to be the selection for me. I will take Juve to win at 6-4, but I think this will be really cagey, and I would actually have a single on Juve to win 1-0 at 15-2.
Right.
I don't think they're going to... I often like backing Juve and unders, which is available at 19-5, but I can't see Juve winning this 2-0. I think Juve will be more than happy with a 1-0. I don't think Barca will be crushed with a 1-0
no,
defeat
not at
either.
All.
They're not going to be busting the gut trying to get that away goal. If it's 1-0 after 88 minutes, you'll kind of see both sides just go, okay, maybe this is okay. Juve will hope that they can go to the Nou Camp and defend well and see it out. And at the same time, Barca will be confident that they'll, at home, be able to score twice. So Juve 1-0 is the sole selection for me in this game, but it is going to be so good to watch from a tactical point of view. I don't think it'll be a thriller that'll go down in history, but if you like watching tactical battles, this will be like chess, but good chess, because chess is rubbish.
Yeah, and Barca will be so confident at home that they can do whatever they want to. It's, you know,
at the same time, the prices for the likes of Messi, Suarez and Neymar are so much bigger than they normally are, because it's rare that Barca are outsiders for any game.
You mentioned that that you don't think Juve will score too many. I mean, you know, look at Barca's away form, which is, you know, patchy in the Champions League. Mm. They went to City and conceded 3. They went to PSG and conceded 4. You know, it wouldn't be a massive surprise if Juve did get a couple against them.
No, but at the same time, just the way that Juve play...
More controlled.
Yeah, it's less gung-ho than the sides.
But I just wonder whether Juve will think, we need to get more than one goal here. How confident would they be of going to Barcelona and shutting them out? Which, are, you know, I know an away goal will do it. It's a fascinating game, isn't it? That's what I mean, across the 180 minutes. It's a fascinating tactical battle of, you know, who will blink first almost. Will Juve stick to their guns and do what they do best and trust the fact that they can maybe take a 1-0 home win to Spain and close the game out, or get an away goal and close the game out? I don't know. I mean, I think in the back of their mind they'll be thinking, Barca can score as many goals as they want against anyone.
It's very much it's attack against defence, in a way. That makes Juve sound like all they've got is defence. That's not the case. Yeah. But I think that defence will win out, certainly in the first leg. Mm. And also interesting to note, of course, this was the final two years ago of the Champions League when Barca won 3-1.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.